Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally.
Number two, the Bob Tuscan Show continues on a Monday night. Steve Starr sitting in with you for this hour. We got a great interview coming up next hour you're not going to want to miss. I'm going to listen into this as well. This is pre-recorded that Bob had talked to a gentleman who was formerly with connections to the Illuminati, went through a mind-based program altering and that kind of thing. He's going to talk a little bit about that and some other interesting facts concerning this whole invasion of the mind snatchers, as you might call it. I think Russ Dizdar referred to it as the Black Awakening. And a lot of these people who have been subliminally planted, there's mind control type people out there, many of them who aren't even aware of it to some extent, and how they can turn them on and off. I don't know if that's what he's going to get into, but I'm going to listen to this interview
it's
myself.
It's not.
It's not? Oh, okay. What is it?
But he is interesting. And, His name is Jay Parker, and he's going to be talking about, he's mostly going to be talking about geoengineering and how that fits into the overarching plan to cull the masses. And with that, Steve, I'm going to let you rock this hour, but then I'll be back with him next hour. We will talk about mostly geoengineering. He's got some insights on that, but as you said, he has a very unique background that we need to learn from, a very sad one. And for more on that, they can get it on the YouTube channel at Bob Tuscan.
Very good. Very good. I'll be listening to that myself tonight because it's a good interview. Thanks for doing that, Bob. Well, we are back here. And, of course, if anybody can shake anything up on this radio program, it's our friend Rita. And I think she's out there. Rita, are you there?
How are you tonight, Steve? I just got a quick question. I'm sorry to have to ask to rehash this because I heard the sovereign man over there talking about something was right in our face with Lucille Ball, and I missed that part. But back in the 70s, I spent 2 days with Desi Arnaz when I worked for the limousine company.
Wow.
And I was the only person he liked. And he was here promoting his book. It was called A Book by Desi Arnaz. That was it. And but did you know that he was the son? His best friend was Al Capone's son.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
Vivian, huh?
Yeah, Vivian Vance, of course, who played Ethel. Uh-huh.
Well, Vivian Vance. That every time there's this series out there, and it's pretty interesting. It's called Mysteries and Scandals. You can see that on YouTube. And Vivian Vance, she would vomit when she had to come and work with Fred Burtz, William Frawley.
William Frawley,
and
yeah.
Did you know about that one?
No, I didn't know. I thought that she and William Frawley.
I got
Frawley.
One more.
Okay, one more.
I got one more. Okay, Vivian Vance, okay. There's a guy named Gunn what's his name? Tim Gunn. He's a, I don't know what he does. Anyways, he tells a story in his book about how his father, who worked for the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover, one day said that Vivian Vance was in J. Edgar Hoover's office. And he says, oh, really? And he was a kid at the time, and his father was telling him this. He says, I got to go see her. I got to go see her. So he went to the office, and there was a lady in J. Edgar Hoover's office sitting behind the desk that he was told was Ethel. In retrospect,
she went crazy in the end.
J. Edgar Hoover wasn't there, and he said, well, you remember all the stories about J. Edgar Hoover's hobby, guys?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't Ethel.
It wasn't Ethel. Okay. All right. I see. So it looked like Ethel. She answered to Ethel. But it wasn't Vivian Vance either. But, you know, But I am interested in this about Desi Arnaz because, you know, Rita, you had a couple dates with him. And what was he like in your opinion?
When I first met him, he was throwing his jacket, but this is in probably 1976 or so. That's how old I am. But anyway, when I first met him, because the Arlimo Company was allowed to park in the inner ring of the airport, that wouldn't be done in the old days because we were Chicago livery, and he was throwing his jacket and he was kicking up a storm because some lady was upset. I guess he wanted to smoke a cigar on the plane and he was Desi Arnaz. And she didn't like it, and he got very mad. He was, the first thing I seen him, he was in flames, you know, and he was all ticked off and stuff. And I took him to a hotel and stuff like that, wrapped him on. And the following 2 days, we went over to, like, you know, it was WFLD in Chicago, and WLS TV, and all WGN, and all the other ones that are out there. And, I don't know, it was kind of nice. I didn't think too much of it. But he gave me, I still have a copy of the book, named A Book. And he was just going around telling everybody that if you really believe and that if you really want to do something, how they got the show started and stuff like that was that, but that's probably not the real story anyway, was that they were kicked, that they lost their show in Hollywood and how they built their Desilu Studios and that they would go to, they said, well, you can't do it because of zoning. And Desi Arnaz and Lucy, or whoever she was, they went over and they knocked on everybody's door and they asked them, if they could come into the, you know, would you like to come to the rehearsals? And they already knew who they were. And they said, okay. And they got the petitions and they went out and they went door to door and all the people would come in. And that they used these people as a gauge. They were the first ones, I believe, with a two camera shot. I think they invented the two camera shot at Desilu Studio.
Yeah. They kind of pioneered that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that they, you know, he says, if you really believe something, that you can do it. He was telling everybody, and that's basically it. He was very nice to me, and as a matter of fact, to my boss, he said that he hated everybody in Chicago except me, and I got a pretty good tip. So that was it, you know. So I really don't have too much on the old Desi Arnaz, but what was it that Sovereign Man said that what was right in our face? Because I know she was the... She made the pants for the women very popular, and she was a rebellious housewife, as most wives used to, you know, revere their husbands in those days, and she was the rebellious little housewife. But what was the thing that was right in front of us all along? I missed that part.
Oh, he said, I Love Lucy was about I Love Luciferians, you know. And
I can believe that.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it was, what are the words to I Love Lucy? I love Lucy and Lucy loves me, something like that.
And no. She loves me.
And she loves me. We're as happy as we can be. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But she was an amazing.
You couldn't trust her.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the kind of person she was. She was a deviant type and her name was McGillicuddy, her maiden name, remember? Lucy McGillicuddy.
And her father, wasn't he a communist?
I think, even they got into trouble with the McCarthy era for a little while, I think.
Right.
But the point is, you know, she was an incredible entertainer. I mean, we say what you like. I mean, look at the physical comedy that she pulled off, man. I mean, come on. This woman was a genius, in my opinion. I say what you will about her politics. I don't think there's ever going to be another Lucy. Maybe.
Well, you know, there's this, Mysteries and Scandals, there's this series, and I just picked it up for Vivian Vance. As a matter of fact, I started looking at it. But there's a whole series out there on YouTube. I guess it was on one of the cable shows at one time. Like Joan Crawford, what a miserable life. And Betty Davis, ugh. You know, I mean, Alfalfa, he was a bum, and he ended up shooting some guy over a bed or something. But these people, most of those people, the stars from the 50s, they died these horrible, horrible deaths. And Ellen Ladd, I think it was, you know, he got famous too young. And the father of the Partridge Family guy was Jack Cassidy. You know, most of these people, Sal Mineo, you know, he was a homosexual before it was popular, you know. And he got killed with some guy he picked up or something, you know. So picked up some guy from the hotel. But there's Mysteries and Scandals, all these people on the 50s.
Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes turn to skies and inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show here, friends, and Steve Starr sitting in. Last segment, we were talking with Rita, our friend Rita, about some of these some of these celebrities from days gone by. William Frawley was an interesting fellow. Vivian Vance, Desi Arnaz, and of course Lucille Ball. A lot of interesting people back then. I don't know why I kind of drifted off into the trivia. I guess it was because Casey Kasem passed away. And the truth is, I did have a lot of respect for that man, just because, you know, I think he, for the most part, did a pretty good job with the top 40 in his countdown, you know, his top 10 countdown or whatever it was. And I've always liked some of these disc jockeys. Cousin Brucey,
the Wolfman. You know, we got green onions hanging all over the studio, you understand? Keep the vampires away.
And I always loved some of these guys, and I kind of wanted to do that kind of a thing for myself. I actually was an FM disc jockey for a while. But we have been talking about very important things. Of course, we're aware of the whole situation of Iraq coming apart right now. We've been talking about that quite a bit. And how dangerous it is for so many people, regardless of who you are. There's been a lot of persecution against Christians across the Middle East for quite some time now. Syria, now they're fleeing Iraq, of course. We've seen what happened in Libya. There are reports of people being shot in Nigeria, various other places where whole groups of people are being rounded up. And I saw the video of these men marching down the road that's become very famous now, and it's quite shocking. It looks to me like another death march. I'm very, very disturbed by what's going on. I don't know how many people at this point have been ethnically cleansed or rounded up as politically incorrect and sent to either some locale where they will never be heard from again, or executed, or worse, or tortured. You know, I suppose that's worse than being executed. I don't know, but it's an ugly thing, friends. So I'm interested in hearing from anybody who maybe is a vet who was in either the Operation Desert Storm back in the early 90s, or was involved in, you know, the Iraqi war in the beginning parts, or had been there in one or two or three terms, whatever the case. If you're out there and you want to voice up in your position, you know, I wonder how Barack Obama can maintain any credibility at all with the armed forces as commander-in-chief right now. I mean, especially with the entire disaster with the way our vets have been treated here in this country. And then he claims that we leave no one behind when you leave thousands of these people behind, you know, are waiting for months for an appointment with the VA. People in you know, desolate situations here in the United States who served in our armed forces. You know, it's a very dangerous thing. I've heard, you know, I know friends who have, you know, somebody who in their family or their, you know, their daughter or their son or someone that they know close, grandson or something like that, going off to join the U.S. military. And friends, I come from a long line of people who serve in the U.S. military. But I would not advise anyone to get into the military at this point, unless you want to own up to your oath, the oath that they used to administer to people and now they're getting rid of, where people are sworn to defend the Republic and the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign or domestic. I don't know how Obama can possibly keep the rank and file in order with the situation being the way it is right now and the whole thing with Iraq falling apart after all these years, which, of course, was predictable. Ron Paul predicted it. We talked about it. I was very much against the Iraqi war in 2003, not because I was a liberal peacenik type person, but because I really feared for the disaster that was going to ensue as this thing came together. And lo and behold, it's only partially there at this point. It's bad enough. I still believe it's going to get worse. And I can tell you the reasons why. I've been saying this for a long time. I'm not setting dates. I'm not saying I know exactly how it's going to happen. But I can tell you that whole region is headed for serious trouble. Iraq is not a place you want to be. And I'd love to visit the old Mesopotamia, see the old sites, you know, Ur of the Chaldees. You know, I'd like to see Nineveh and Babylon and the Tigris and the Euphrates and the Plain of Shinar and some of these locations. You know, I mean, this is, you know, the cradle of civilization, they call it, right? But, I mean, it's about to go up in flames, in my opinion. And I've been saying this for a long time, though I've never said it's going to happen tomorrow or the next month or the next day after that. You know, I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I think it's an ugly thing, and this does not surprise me that it's getting out of control. And I expect to see shock and awe in Iraq like we have never seen before. So maybe you have your own reference from being there. We've had people on the show at times past who did a couple tours. and you'd like to talk about your experiences in that region, what the people were like, what the situation was like, the tense, you know, on edge situation that a lot of people found themselves in over there, constantly, you know, with the border checks, the shortages, the lack of electricity, the inept government, the waves of sectarian violence that came in and swept in and out and across and back and forth, and people just trying to live their lives in the middle of all this. Maybe you were there, maybe you know someone that was there, or maybe you just want to voice up and speak out about this situation. You don't have to deal with this in particular. You know, it's been interesting when we had Sovereign talking on a little earlier. I like his approach because I like what he's saying about what we can do. And we've had other callers that have talked about how, you know, back in 1775, before they signed the Declaration of Independence, they all got together and decided to create a conspiracy. And, well, you know, I'm just being exaggerating. I'm not talking about the sincerity of the problems of the 14th Amendment, the abridgments to the Constitution, the missing 13th Amendment that we talked about last Friday night, where, you know, the titles, any title of nobility, such as Sir Ronald Reagan, you know what I mean? Those titles were never allowed, and being a British accredited registry, a British Commonwealth attorney, which is what a bar association attorney is, I mean, these kinds of things were never really allowed in the original Constitution. So I'm not demeaning going back to looking at the law. But what I like about what Sovereign says is, where does it go from here? I mean, what's the solution? I mean, you want to talk about the good old days, that's great. But how do you get them back? You know, the question is, how do we go back? Well, if everybody knew what the law said, the problem you're going to have with that, of course, is there's still going to be a lot of different interpretations of the original law. And you have to get together enough people to come to a consensus about the true meaning and intent of the law, which is kind of what the Supreme Court was supposed to do, really, wasn't it? You know, to interpret the original intent of the law or the constitutionality of it. And look what's happened there. Okay, so the reality is, how do you get back to the human rights that are in the Bill of Rights? How do you get back to the original construct? You know, the original frame of government allowed that the person who would be vice president of the United States would be the second highest person voted for as president. So if that were the case today, Barack Obama would be president and Mitt Romney would be vice president. I mean, there's a lot of changes that have taken place over the years. Do you want to go back to that? I think it might be pretty good, to be honest with you. I don't like the party running an administration so they have a backup plan in case that guy fouls up like Nixon did years ago and then appoints his own successor, which has, by the way, been added to the Constitution with the 25th Amendment. Oh, boy, I'm talking a lot, aren't I? But the point I'm making is simply this. You know, I want to see solutions. And that's what I like about Sovereign Man's points of view when he says, you know, there are these grand juries that are forming. The people can take authority. They can do it legally. And they can require government to be accountable to the responsibility that they owe us. That's what it means to be an American, friends. That's what it really means. It's holding your government accountable. More when we get back on the Bob Duskin Show. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Duskin Show, friends. Got a great interview coming up next hour that Bob did, and you're going to want to tune into this. It deals with a lot of, the geopolitical engineering, all this the kind of stuff that's going on, geoengineering, and the effects of the Illuminati on a lot of people that they may not be aware of. I think you're going to find it quite interesting. I forgot to give out the number, which I like to do because I did want to hear from some of our vets, people who have been over in Iraq and their take on this whole situation, how they feel about it. Now, maybe they don't want to talk about it. I don't blame them, to be honest with you. I don't blame them. But if you want to vent, I'd like to hear from you. If you've done a tour over there or you know somebody real close that's, you know, they're still recovering from all of this or, you know, whatever you want to say about it, if you've had a personal contact to what happened with the escapade into Iraq It started in 2003 and lasted, what, gosh, what, at least 7, 8, 9 years now. And, of course, when the American combat forces pulled out, we still have a lot of people on the ground as contractors, and that means they carry guns and rifles, and they look just like regular Army, but they're private at this point, and a lot of other people working over there. So we got a lot of problems with that situation. Anyhow, enough said, the phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We've only got a little bit before the end of the hour, so if you call in right away, we'll try to get you on. In the meantime, our friend Mark in Oregon has something to say, and let's see what Mark has. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Steve.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
You know, these days, I think you ask anybody that question, it's going to be a long story or a white lie. One or the other.
Yeah, probably right.
You get my drift.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
How can we be doing in a world that seems always on the verge over the last week or so? At least that's my gut feeling here. Of really, as if we needed it, taking a big-time paradigm change in the, you might say, the vibration that we live in on a daily basis. So how do you feel about this for the very near future, where it's planned to be going to, Steve, as far as this chaos in Iraq? I look at the photographic evidence of bodies and heads lined up for long distances here. Now, the American news media is reporting 1,700, I believe, they characterize as civilians, police, and military, but they don't break down how many in each group or what the predominance is of the type of individual who are being executed, beheaded. I heard one report at the top of the hour news on ABC. They'd actually, this was about 4 days ago, and they actually were marching a large crowd of civilians, from what I gathered, because you don't get large crowds of police or generally large crowds of military. That's not familiar to me. Basically to the pits, because it said that they would not convert. So it's quite insane. Mike Rivero was actually saying on his program today, verbatim, you know, meaning you just couldn't misinterpret it. He was just coming right out and saying that this is a hoax, that ISIS is actually bringing about, or Al-Qaeda, to be, you know, more familiar, is actually not bringing about this by moving over the whole country. You know, one report I heard, you could see the vehicles of ISIS from where you're at all the way to the horizon, and it went beyond the horizon, so, you know, 12 miles. Mike Rivera was saying here, Steve, that this is actually the people of Iraq who are uprising here. And that, you know, of course, goes contrary to everything that everyone else is saying, everyone else being alternative and so-called mainstream media. But, you know, reverse the terminology, and it's much more accurate, audience participation-wise. You know that, I think.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where are we going, Steve? We're in chaos even with the news about it to a degree. You know, not surprising or anything like that. But when Mike Rivero comes out and says that, you know, what is anybody supposed to think? I didn't get his sources. I couldn't listen to the whole. I wasn't able to listen to the whole program. But I didn't even know if he'd be naming sources. But maybe he'd done that before I tuned in. I didn't tune in at the beginning. So where do you think we're going here, Steve? Do you in any way relate this to a possibility of Ezekiel 38 and 39 manifesting here?
Well, Ezekiel 30 and 39, for as you and I both know, Mark, and a lot of our listeners aren't acquainted with, Ezekiel 30 and 39 talk about a war between Russia, Iran. These are the allies: Russia, Iran, Turkey, Libya, Ethiopia, and Eastern Germany, which would be probably a good portion of the Ukraine, attacking Israel. And that's happens after the regathering of Israel in 36 and 37 of Ezekiel, which is the, you know, the vision of the dry bones. And, you know, there have been people talking about this for quite a bit, and some say it's during the end times, or it's way, way off in the future, or, you know, it's maybe something that was just a figurative of an idea that was recorded in...
Sure, right.
But I would have you read chapter 50 and 51 of Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that first, because this deals with Babylon of the Chaldees, not the mystery Babylon of the Book of Revelation. This is the old Babylon.
Yeah, which would be the area in general of Iraq, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's Iraq. That's the area of Chaldees, and it's old Babylon. And it also talks about the daughter of Babylon, mm-hmm. Babylon, which is Baghdad. Okay, which would be Baghdad. And there are 102 verses there. I calculate that 60 of them are currently in direct fulfillment already. Some of them you have to stretch a little bit if you want to go further than that. But it's really interesting. It starts out talking about the gods of ancient Babylon being broken, lying in pieces and fallen. Do you remember seeing the pictures of the Iraqi Historical Museum and all the pieces of the old sculptures from years gone by and lying down there and broken? I mean, then it also talks about what sounds like gas warfare, where people will lie down as if they're drunk and fall asleep and never awake. And then it also mentions what it sounds to me like a nuclear exchange and an army of internationals coming from all directions. One of the most interesting passages in there is a verse that says, Mark, it says, "We would have healed Babylon, but Babylon is not healed. Let every man return to his own nation."
Okay.
And they were saying, you know, there was no way they could fix it. You know, and this is real interesting, because I see this as a major, that's why I said shock and awe is still coming. And I've said this since, you know, roughly since about 2003. I think this may be the next big thing on the agenda. And I've said that for a long time, but I've never been able to give a date or a time, or I don't know how soon. I thought it was going to happen around the time of 2003, possibly, but I was wrong. Or, I mean, I anticipated it. I may be wrong now. But that's just one place. If you look at Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51, and prior to that, you see also troubles with Edom, Moab, which is that western area of Saudi Arabia, also Damascus, and Elam, which is Iran at that time as well. Elam is Iran. So, you know, that's a possibility. I see this as coming very, very much could happen in the near future. Things could get out of control. A dirty bomb or some sort of nuclear device is missing from Mexico. Who knows what's there? But in the vicinity of old Babylon, there seems to be trouble brewing, and this is going to be a complete obliteration to the point that people will avoid the place because of its plagues, which sounds to me like thermonuclear war, because it talks about the you know, like Sodom and Gomorrah, fire coming down out of heaven, missiles, or it even mentions missiles, but in the
Steve, context, if you could let me hang to the other side, I would just like to comment briefly on what you just said.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, we're coming up on a break. I got Curtis hanging here, and I was going to try and see if I could get him. I don't know if we have any other calls. Maybe not at this point. But I do have one last segment here, and we'll get to that, Mark. But, yeah, that's. I think this actually predates the Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecy. That's my guess, anyway.
Okay. I'll be studying it closely.
Yeah, look at Jeremiah 50 and 51. I see this as the first big wave of events. The second one, of course, would be 38 and 39 of Ezekiel. And then we move on into other events. And you know, that's my take on it. I think we're headed for the end of old Babylon, you know, and that's what's coming. And I've said that for a long time. I'm not going to put dates on it. I may be wrong, you know, or I may be right, but I'm maybe, you know, still 6 years
away. This could certainly work out that way.
Yeah, it's headed that direction. And the Russians, of course, it talks about a League of Nations and from the North. And I think basically the Russians are in a position at this point to work with some sort of international coalition to bring peace and order to the situation. And, of course, the United States, at this point, is going to be pretty much out of the picture as far as their influence. That's my thinking, anyway. Coming up after the break, we'll get to your points, Mark, again. Bob Tuscan Show will continue. Stay tuned, friends.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We were right before the break kind of touching on the whole situation with the Iraqi turmoil and where it's going. And, you know, of course, whenever these things happen, people, you know, surmise what could it be a biblical prophecy of some sort, you know? And I think something's going to come down out of all this in the long run. I've said that all along, but I've never thought that it was going to happen immediately. I'm not sure it's going to happen right away, but it could. And Mark had some comments about this, and let's get back to Mark and get a few more statements from him. Then we'll go to Curtis real quick in Florida before the end of the hour. Mark, you still there? Give me a
couple more. Steve, you know, it's really occurred to me just very recently, like even tonight, just listening to what you just went over before the break, is really a fine detail awareness of what's contained within the Bible. And it probably doesn't just your knowledge encompass the prophetic aspect of the Bible. But I think you know, Steve, the Bible, I've heard the estimates are about about a third to a half prophecy, maybe more.
Yeah, it is. And yeah. what you're well aware of, Mark, and most people aren't, is that a good portion of the prophecy is already fulfilled. And it's historic. I mean, I'm not trying to say it's in the past. I'm just saying that the record of prophetic accuracy is already there.
It is. I was going to say that, actually, don't mean to interrupt you. I just really wanted to get this in because I know you have other callers. The show's getting more popular all the time, at least with me. One of the few places you can gain knowledge such as what you have, Steve, you're on the level of a biblical scholar, basically. You know, which is the same as the same, you know. And as we exist now in the event horizon, near future, and where we're at now in the present, brief present time before we move into that radical change of the event and events which lay ahead in our very near future. I'm not saying next month, but, you know, I'm not saying next month. I wouldn't even not say this month. Because things are set up with the potentiality of turning into things literally overnight. Things being violence, things being chaos, things being the contrived and prearranged catastrophes of war in this particular scenario of Iraq. So I think that we need to take advantage of this because I've heard no one else, no one. There are shows that are significantly more... they have significantly larger audiences, I would imagine, than your show. Yeah, I think y'all tend to be one of the smaller shows, just judging by the number of call-ins that you get. But what you have here is extremely valuable, and it really needs to be understood by more people. And I, like I say, Steve, I don't know of anyone else that even begins to touch your knowledge, because you also have that wisdom to be able to realize the times as we're going through them to a great probability, if not a certainty, as they relate to biblical prophecy. And at the same time, you don't want to scare people, but people need to be prepared. And if we're living in a false paradigm of safety, one way or the other, cognitive dissonance, in whatever form, whatever takes the place of the truth, then we're just going to have that much of a harder time in the very near future on out into the Great Tribulation, being not so much because I don't believe God ever deserts any of us. He said he would never forsake or leave us. Not to say that we can't forsake and leave him if there be a way that we can do that with the Holy Spirit in us, and I do have my doubts about that. But these are deep questions, and I'm not going to break that down tonight. I really just think that you have kind of a hidden treasure here in the Bob Tuscan Show. It's Bob's work, it's your work, but you also happen to have that knowledge that you've acquired over, I would imagine, decades, most of your lifetime, that really needs to be shared with the people these days at this time in our history and our progressive movement.
I appreciate that, man. I do, Mark, and I got to be honest with you. You know, you're one of the people who bring it out of me, and I appreciate that because I get squeezed for this information by folks like you, and I'm glad to deliver it. And we've got a big audience, and we've got a lot of people who don't agree with our worldview. But let me just ask you one question, Mark, and I'm sure this is not your question. You'll know the answer. Do you know of one prophecy and where you can find it in the Bible about Jesus Christ that was fulfilled? Just one of the 300. Just one.
Well, the last prophet in the Bible, which in the Old Testament, which is the last book. Can you tell me the name of that prophet?
Sure, Malachi, and you're probably talking about...
I thought it was. I was remembering another name that I couldn't quite remember. I thought was there, but so in the right down into it, it shows that continuity between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Right, not far, because it's only about two pages of the Bible. It's very, very short,
right.
Malachi.
Short book, yes, it is.
And it speaks of the 30 pieces of silver, Steve, and I'm sure you're very familiar with that. That's getting very specific here. I mean, not to speak of the other 365 to 385 messianic prophecies of the Old Testament, whether you go by the non-rabbinical count or if you go by the rabbinical count, it's about 365. So that's not much of a,
yeah,
a
see,
gap between
that's,
the
that's
two.
What I was getting to, though, Mark. I was saying that, you know, you comprehend this, and you'd be surprised how many people have no idea what's mm-hmm. there. No.
Well, Satan's
no.
going to hide that. Satan's going to yeah, hide
right.
any knowledge of salvation. That's his main priority because he wants that soul. He wants
well, it's just plain education. I mean, this isn't about how you feel good or anything like that. This isn't about goosebumps. This is common knowledge, and it should be, and people don't even know it. People can't even quote one of them. And the reason why I asked you to just quote one was because I said, can you quote five? And people can, and you just mentioned there are over 365 in there. I know that there's at least 300. Mark, I got to go because I've got Curtis hanging.
And by the way, real quick, Steve. Thank you for yeah. all the time, but real quick, that 30 pieces of silver, just for people's knowledge, actually refers to the 30 pieces of silver in the New Testament
right.
that Jesus was betrayed with to Judas Iscariot. So God bless you, sir. Sure
right,
do appreciate
thanks,
you.
Appreciate
you
it. Betcha. Thanks. Yeah, and I appreciate the accolades and everything like that. I'll have to live up to that now. Okay, let's go to Curtis real quick. Curtis, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Oh, I just... before the clock runs out, I wanted to remind you of a couple of things. Evil needs to be undone, and evil actions need to be redressed. Wrong does not become right over time. In Argentina, they took people and threw them out of airplanes and then sold their children during their dirty revolution.
Right.
I don't care if the children are 30, 40, 50, 60. I don't care if they're on their deathbeds. They need to be removed from their evil, sick, parasitic, so-called parents, foster parents, and reunited with their dead, great-great-grandparents who are already dead. And the same thing with the war in Iraq. First of all, they didn't attack us. The Jews did on 9/11. Secondly, we don't have right to attack a country just because they might have weapons. Israel has weapons. Should we attack Israel? How about China? And thirdly, they're not white people. Fourthly, they're Muslim. There was no interest at all in attacking Iraq for good, quality Christian or agnostic white people in North America. It was stupid. I want all the good that was done by our troops to be there, if any, to be undone as a matter of principle. I want all those deaths to be in absolute vain. I want Iraq to fall. And secondly, when Muslims show their true colors, this may help Europeans to wake up that you are being racially genocided when you bring in Algerians into France or Turks into Germany or Pakis into Britain. European brothers, wake up. You're being genocided. So when Iraq falls, wake up, Europe. See what these people are. They're not us. And they don't have our interest in mind. They're not going to reciprocate colorblindness. So that's what I believe, and you can discredit
yeah, it's
me.
It's a brutal point of view. There's no question about it. I mean, look at the people that they're just the ethnic cleansing that's going on right now. I mean, look at the pictures that are coming in. You're going to see more of this, friends. And some of it may be fabricated, but I don't think so, because even the mainstream news media now is talking about a horrific event. And they're no longer calling them, Curtis, the freedom fighters. And one thing that you pointed out also is very well taken, that there's a big move in the UK, we've heard about this, as well in France, for people who are saying, we got to stop this immigration. This is definitely a culture upheaval that we're bringing into this country. And I have to be honest with you and say, yes, it is. They just recently, Obama said that they were going to strike down the law in Oklahoma against Sharia law. Now, what is that about the First Amendment that has anything to do with the reality of establishing a religion? When,
right.
You know, you don't have these kinds of things. Well, hey, listen to this next interview coming up, friends. It's going to be very good on the Bob Tuscan Show. I will rejoin you, I guess, on Wednesday night. Stay tuned, RBN. Thanks to everybody out there, and we will see you soon.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.